Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode one of the Self-Improvement Project. Now, that is a slight exaggeration, as this show is actually in retrospect of 2 years of the Self-Improvement Project, as well as a couple of years of a podcast called 20s Leadership as well. So I want to use this episode as a bit of a welcome to you, a bit of a starting point if this is the first time that you have listened and tuned in to the Self-Improvement Project. The reason for doing so is for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's just to get those expectations out there for you. I will give you a little description of what the Self-Improvement Project is all about, some of the things that I've done so far, and perhaps some plans on things that I'm intending to continue to do with the Self-Improvement Project. It's also so that you have a clear starting point. I've noticed that some of my very old episodes get the most listens, where, and I will always keep them as a form of reflection and measure of progress for myself, but I do cringe when I listen back to the episodes that people are maybe starting off with the Self-Improvement Project. So I always recommend going back and listening to them, but please start here as a starting point for listening to this podcast. I always like to listen to one of my old ones and then listen to a new one to, again, measure that progress over time, which I guess embodies everything that this podcast is about. So, the Self-Improvement Project, what is it? Now, one of the pleasing things that I'm very proud of about the podcast is, since delving into podcasting over four years ago now, is that my values have stayed the same. My first podcast was called 20s Leadership, and the way that I talked about it then still resonates with me now. And everything I talk about on the podcast and have done maintains those same values and those same beliefs. So what are these beliefs? It's very much about our inner well-being. You might hear phrases such as inner peace, or peace of mind, that I talk a lot about, but a lot of it is introspective. It is within ourselves. It is a lot to do around mindset, with our habits, with our behaviors, with our perspectives. A lot of the time I like to think that I just provide a bit of perspective. I always encourage people to write to me about their stories or their own improvement journeys. And I can hands down say that it is my favorite part of doing this entire project altogether, is hearing from people and how much they have changed their own lives through these positive behaviors, whether it be mindset, exercise, diet, changing careers, all these sort of things. And it does all come down to within ourselves. There are always going to be things that we don't have control over, but the magic that can happen when we take control of those things that we can is irreplaceable. So that's what I guess I would describe as the Self-Improvement Project and what embodies it. And I do lots of different things. This podcast happens every Monday. It comes out, has been for 2 years. I send a newsletter called Sunday Thoughts every Sunday, obviously, that I love encouraging people to read in a peaceful environment with a cup of coffee or tea or hot chocolate if you prefer, but I mainly recommend coffee, personally. I also have another couple of strings to the bow as well. Whether it comes down to writing to people, I do a bit of coaching as well. So if that's ever something that's on your mind, you can always reach out to me as well. I also have exclusive, quite recently, I have an exclusive subscription for the podcast where I will include all episodes, but they'll be ad-free. There will also be personal updates through episodes as well via this subscription. I have digital products like ebooks that I give discounts on within this subscription as well. This subscription is 99 pence a month. And there's these bonuses as well through it as well, where I will do virtual workshops, or I might do explore other avenues of online bonus sort of stuff through subscriptions. But like I say, it's very much in its infancy at the moment. So if you do end up enjoying the podcast and you want something a little bit more purely the essence of the episodes and topics that I talk about, or just access to some of this more bonus related content as well, then that's what the subscription is for. So thank you very much for listening to this very first episode of What to Expect of the Self-Improvement Project. But I hope you enjoy anything that you listen to. I hope that it is always timely, yet timeless. So you can always tune into it and get what you need from your self-improvement, your self-development needs at that time. And like I say, if there's ever a time that you feel obliged or obligated to feel the need to write to me, then I always respond to everybody that reaches out. So yeah, enjoy whatever you take from the Self-Improvement Project, and thanks very much for listening.